Just so everyone unsubscribes. Guys, I am here with my, I like to think that we are like sisters.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Because I've never met you, but I followed her on Instagram like a fucking psycho. And I like, and you do these rants on Instagram where people ask you questions.
Yeah,
and you're
Dr.
like,
Dr. Peluso. Yeah.
And you're baked out of your mind, I can tell.
Totally stoked.
And you answer their questions and I watch it. I watch it like it's TV. I watch it like it's E! News.
It's
I'm
free
like,
advice.
I don't need to watch CNN. I got this
no,
right here.
No, it's right here. You got
so,
it right here.
Guys, Jessamay.
Yeah.
Peluso.
What's up, everybody?
She is here in the building. She's a very funny comedian. She's been on the scene for a long time. You might remember her from Girl Code.
Yes, back in the day.
You killed that.
It was a lot of fun. It was a well-timed show.
Were you doing stand-up then, too?
Yeah, I had been doing stand-up for like 7 or 8 years at that point. And like, you know, it's a sort of like turning point where like, is this going to work?
So have you been doing stand-up for 100 years?
Yeah, 102. Thank you, guys. Kale is important. I shred kale up and I snort it. That's how I stay youthful.
You look so young.
I'm 122 years old.
Wow.
Thank you.
Give it up for her.
It's a Sicilian sheen. It keeps
You're
you very
Sicilian?
Young. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Peluso is Italian.
It means
Italian.
Very hairy.
Hey. Forget about
hey,
it.
I got
hey.
Huh?
Pass me a fucking meatball.
Where the fuck is Stromboli?
Why you got a fucking
mother.
Hair lip,
fuck your mother.
Why don't you fucking take that hair lip off, huh?
You know, are you Italian too?
100%.
Furlan?
Furlan. Yes, would you forget
it goes out by Furlan. Right down there.
It means it's the romance alphabet in Italy, the name of the romance alphabet in Friuli, Italy.
They told you that, but it sounds like it means furry.
It probably
both
does.
Both of our names sound hairy.
I've had several laser hair treatments and I'm still growing shit.
I want to get my butthole lasered so bad.
Do it. I've done it.
Does it work?
It does. My
As
butthole
I'm petting
no
your furry
longer,
table.
Jeff, my butt. This is the only furry thing in this room besides
well,
you.
I'm here.
Yeah. You got some competition with the table.
It really works?
It works. You know, I went to shout out to Laserway. Y'all bitches better give me some free shit for this.
They should have lasered your butt for free.
They did.
Okay, good.
But I had to shout them out every time I went in and tell people, hey, I'm getting my asshole lasered, and it works. And it did.
Tell me you took videos.
No, I didn't, but I wanted to. Because how awkward is it to be in a complete stranger, with a complete stranger, and you have to get on all fours, and she goes, spread them. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a
Tuesday.
Am I
getting arrested? Yeah, like, this is... And then you hear.
Also, I want to get arrested if that's being arrested.
Yeah, and then you get your laser, your butthole lasered, and you can kind of. Well, for me at least, there was so much going on down there. I could smell the burning hair.
Oh my god!
She was like, "Wow, it's kind of a jungle."
Imagine
down
she
here.
Just lit a candle that was like it was Gwyneth Paltrow's burning butthole candle.
My husband got me one of those for Christmas.
What does it smell like?
It doesn't
Goop?
Smell anything like my vagina.
What does yours smell like?
Mine smells normal. Mine doesn't have a fishy smell or anything.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
He told me his last fiance, her vagina smelled like foot fish. And he was like,
foot fish?
No, just fish.
I was like what the fuck is a foot fish?
No, he was like, it was really nasty. Like, he would always be like, it smelled horrible.
Yeah, you gotta get your pH balanced.
Like, some people, I mean, I'm drinking the probiotics
you
right
gotta
now.
Get, yeah, the kombucha, the coochie kombucha.
Coochie kombucha.
Absolutely.
And you got the lemon water.
I got the lemon water. You gotta keep your coochie clean. It's your service as a woman. I change my thong about 2 to 3 times a day.
That's good. You know,
keep
I
it fresh.
Actually don't even like wearing thongs because
what?
I think they cause the yeasty beastie. I do.
Yeasty Beasties are playing at Coachella this summer.
Yo, guys,
very
check out
excited.
Yeasty
Get
Beasties.
Get your tickets. Great show.
They're fucking killing it, dude. They're so rad.
So is your butthole, I'm back to the butthole hair, because I'm completely intrigued, because I really want to embark on this adventure, this asshole adventure.
For sure.
Did it really work? Like, is your butthole hair gone?
Hairless.
Sans.
And my vagina's hair is gone.
Completely like in
gone.
An accident or
no,
purposely?
It's gone. I did eight sessions of laser away.
And is it like a newborn baby gone?
It's smooth.
Or like
it's smooth.
Middle-aged Asian gone.
So I haven't done the laser away in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't shave, but I shave if it like little peach fuzz comes and then I shave it.
That's
but
cute.
It's loose peach fuzz.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not
adorable.
Dark. It's not like before where it was like literally like Selena Gomez on my vagina, like long black hair growing
I
up.
I just imagined like, a ponytail.
Yeah, just an Ariana Grande.
The high pony.
The Ariana Grande ponytail coming out of my asshole was what it was. And now it's as smooth as a kitten.
Is it weird?
It's not. It's great. And you know what? It makes me feel more feminine because before when I had dark asshole hair.
Yeah, you're like, am I on top of some man's shoulders?
I felt like
That's
a Mario brother. You know what I mean? Like, I felt.
I shaved in the shower. I love that we're just talking about all the guys are gone.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe they're back at this one. I shaved in the shower, and when I looked down at the hair, it looked like an aerial view of a forest. It looked like I was above Seattle.
Is that how hairy you are?
Yeah, girl.
Do you still just shave every day?
You know, I just kind of stand near open flame. And
when you light your weed, you just light your bush on fire. You're like, I'm fucking burn this shit up.
Multitasker. We're multitasking.
So wait, you should get it then because you would love it.
Look at my arm hair. Do you see this?
Light.
Look at this.
It's blonde.
I know, but it's thick.
I didn't do my arms. Mine's.
Do you keep it real?
Too. I keep it real.
Yeah. See, I'm going to try the butthole situation.
The butthole situation is great. I will say, though, my butthole is still a dark butthole because
good
I'm Italian.
You. You've
so
been through life.
I could get it bleached if I wanted to really make it beautiful like the porn stars.
I know. Porn star
but that's
butthole
really
ruined
real.
The game for yeah. the regular bitch.
It's not realistic.
It's not realistic. And you have to, all that, I mean, there's so much upkeep with us. The tweezing and the plucking and the sucking and the fucking and the shaving and the waxing. It's like, I feel like I'm an unpaid gardener of my body.
You are.
And no one notices.
And it's expensive.
It's so expensive.
Nails, hair, face.
Butthole.
Fucking buttholes. Vaginas.
Your toes. Now I gotta check my toes.
Nipple.
Vaginas.
I get my nipple hair laser, too. I get hairs around my nipples.
Me, too. It looks like a creature trying to come out of my areolas to pull my nipples in. It looks like these, like, little, it's like four.
It's trying to grab your nipples
yeah,
and make them
innies.
Yeah,
it's like, you don't need these.
We want these back. I want to take your nipples. And I'm like, don't take them. I love my nipples. Yeah, so all that's gone now.
Are we the same person?
I think we're just Italian. There's a bunch of Italian
There's
girls.
The clip.
There's a bunch of Italian girls listening to this going, I fucking, yeah, I fucking get it. Just eating stromboli. Oh, yeah, I fucking get it. I feel ya. I feel ya. Okay, I don't want to get too far away. Look at this baby water
I know,
they gave
it's
you.
Really cute.
We're on a budget here.
This is such a cute little water.
You don't get a full water, you just get a baby water. Well, good thing you brought your gallon water tank. Where'd you take that from, an office? Just fucking, somebody was pouring it and you just took the whole top off?
I did. I'm really trying to keep the liver clean. I'm just trying to clean out whatever happened over the past few days.
Oh my, are you a drinker?
You know, not really, but I have two glasses of wine and I'm shook.
Okay, then you're not a drinker.
Yeah, that's where I cap it. After two, I'm making text messages that are really inappropriate. It's like, we need to wheel it back a little bit.
You're all, I gotta get my butthole lasered. The guy's like, this
tweeting
doesn't
it.
Make me want to get back with you.
Yeah,
I don't
you're
know
like,
why.
I don't miss you or your hairy ass. I'm like, why? Can you book the appointment for me?
I'm poor. Help me.
I'm poor. Yeah.
Favorite line ever.
What? I mean, with the glass.
Best movie.
Mrs. Iglesias.
So good, guys. Bridesmaids
so
is
yeah.
what we're referencing.
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to tell me some of the worst shit that's ever happened to you, because I know you've been through some shit.
Been through some shit, and like I listened to your podcast, and I was like listening to a couple episodes just to see what other people were talking about, and it inspired me. Like Bill Burr's was so good,
so
and Drea De Mateo.
Just love her.
So dope. But you know, I was thinking about the first, because it's so hard to like think about times in your life that were the first things.
Yeah.
Especially if like some of them are traumatic or whatever. But I actually texted one of my best friends, Marty Caproni, who's on the road with me a lot, because he knows everything about me.
Wow.
He's like my girlfriend, like my guy girlfriend.
He knows more about you than you do.
Yes. He remembered shit I forgot in a point in my life where he wasn't even a friend yet.
Oh, really?
Like, he's like, what about that time when you were 12 and you saw your first dick? And I was like, yeah, what about that time? I didn't even know Marty.
Oh, my God.
We met, like, 10 years ago. And I was 12, like, Friday. So, it was the first dick I ever saw.
And
I remember.
You were 12?
I was about 12 years old.
Okay, what happened?
I was living in, I'm from upstate New York, Syracuse, New York.
Dope.
And back in those days, you know, I'm 37 now, and I'm sure you can relate. Our parents would let us outside.
Oh, yeah.
We could go in the streets.
Yeah, you could go walk around and do anything. Yeah.
We didn't have a cell phone. We weren't home on our tablets.
No.
We were getting, you know, pink eye digging in the dirt.
Yes. Fresh air, making sandcastles.
Yes.
Fucking chasing each other around for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just running.
Just running for nothing.
Just running for nothing. That's a great title.
I missed that.
Running for nothing. That's a really good title.
Yeah,
could be your
running
memoir.
Running for literally nothing.
Yeah. And my friend Amy and I, who I grew up with, my mom needed milk. It's so basic. She wanted me to go to the store for milk.
And you were 12.
12 years old. My friend Amy and I were like, let's go get milk. And we're just skipping. It's like a summer afternoon.
Nice.
You know, that beautiful light. And
the
warmth and the crickets. And just,
you can hear the ice cream man truck.
Yes. Ice cream man truck in the background. And it's an innocent time. And we didn't have social media to worry about our tits or our weird bodies or comparing our chimples to other girls' chimples. We were just in the fucking moment. Breathing, living, being natural, healthy young girls.
Yes.
And then.
Oh, shit.
Look at your face. And then as we turn down this corner, now where I grew up in the north side, it was relatively safe and it still is, but there's always those little pockets where your mom's like, now just don't go on First Avenue between Wolf Street and Bear. Whenever there's streets named after animals, you got to stay the fuck off them. Okay, it's named Wolf and Bear because those are the motherfuckers who live there and they have white vans and kids go missing. God. Yes, girl. So, by the way, I lived on Turtle Street.
Dead. That was the safest street.
The safest street.
People
slowest
moving
people.
Slow as shit.
Just old people. Everyone's with 105. Scaly skin.
Never come out of their shells.
No, never. And so we turned down one of these streets and out from nowhere comes this dude with a bowl cut.
Ew, that's dangerous. Predator 101.
Predator 101. You got a bowl cut, you better run, bitch. You see a bowl cut, you're about to get fisted by an inbred. That's survival science. You got to, like, hurry up.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. I'm dying. The hills have eyes.
The hills have eyes and dicks hanging out of the bottom of their shorts. Like, so this guy comes and he's got this, like, I remember it clear as day. He had this, like, blonde bowl cut that looked really suspect. Red shirt with boobs, like man boobs, heavier dude boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Some girls are into it, but you know, I like a rock hard bod. And I was 12. I wasn't looking to smash. I just was trying to get milk, and hopefully like get a milkshake
and
out of the deal.
And not from the guy.
Not from him.
He's all, I heard you need milk. I got some fucking.
He's like, let me help you out. I got some udders.
See these hooters? Full of milk. Come here, little girl.
I don't understand it scientifically, but I am lactating. So he had like these boobs. I remember seeing his boobs, and he had a red t-shirt and red shorts with like, you know, that loop drawstring. Ew. And his shorts were hiked up. And another sign of stranger danger is people who have shoes with wide ankles, the ankles that kind of spill out onto the side of the street, and socks pulled up to his shins. This is somebody who's an adult and he needs some help.
Was he special?
He was special.
Okay.
He was definitely special. I didn't know then, but in retrospect, I'm like, oh, this was a special individual who probably didn't have any sort of understanding about proper, you know, societal standards or any sexual standards and probably just jerked off in parks all the time.
Okay.
Wasn't his fault. He was just a product of, you know, some sort of bad wiring. So he's coming down the street running at this weird, like, gate. And my friend and I are like, because there's nobody else really around. Yeah. And Amy's like, what's he doing? And I was like, I think he's coming at us. And she's like, what's that? Because she had never seen one either. And I was like, I don't know. And part of his short, she goes, no, it's moving on its own.
Looks fleshy.
It looks fleshy. It honestly looked like a hairless kitten from our vantage
just
point.
Hanging.
Just it was just like the head
like
of his
a dead
dick.
Cat. You're like, what's that dead cat?
Is that a dead baby sparrow? What? It looked like a dead baby bird peeking out from under his shorts. And he just, the odd thing was, it wasn't even a sexual moment. I think he was just let out. He got out of the yard and he saw a couple girls. He was grown, like in his late 20s, but probably mentally he was our age and probably just saw some friends.
Yeah.
And he probably put his shorts on fast because he's probably in the backyard in the sprinkler system with his dick out because his mom lets it do it because she wasn't properly prepared to take care of this type of baby. And so she just runs a sprinkler and lets his dick get like a little. So he probably put his shorts on quick and hiked him up and his dick was just out from underneath. And we didn't know what it was, and we just knew that there was this big man coming at us, and so we ran away screaming into the store.
Yeah.
And he didn't come in. He just kind of paced outside, like when you're at a zoo and there's just like kind of
a gorilla. He's just, just with his titties, same thing.
He's just whipping his dick.
Yeah.
And he just, it kind of, the moment dissipated, and we didn't really know what happened until like a couple years later when we actually saw a dick. And we, you know, I remember I was alone, and I saw one like in a mutual moment, and I was like, oh,
when was the first time you saw a dick and realized it was a dick?
It was
you're 25.
Yeah, it was. I'm still waiting.
Oh shit.
Where's Brad Pitt? Look, I know Jennifer Aniston and you had a moment at the SAG Awards, but I've got like real SAG Awards right here.
Speaking of SAG Awards, give it to this bitch. I'm just kidding. Same.
God, Brad Pitt is so hot.
So hot for his age.
Shit.
Okay, so the dick thing is traumatizing.
A little traumatizing.
I feel bad though. The special ed people, they don't know. Like that, I had a guy like that in my high school whose dick was always out, and he was special ed, and he just had a big horse cock, and he had a big special cock, and his parents didn't dress him properly for it, and so it was always coming out.
Right, and it was just, for some reason, like special people who are so special, really, they are special creatures. they're always in sweatpants.
Yeah.
And we know and Velcro the dick shoes. Print in sweatpants, that's a perplexing moment.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, as like an adult who's not necessarily special, and you see an adult man who is special with a dick print, and you're like, what'd that dick do, though?
Right.
Like, we might not be, we are on different levels mentally, but maybe we can meet in the middle.
Sometimes it's a really big, scary dick. I mean, honestly.
I mean, and that's the thing. People are so size, like, there's so many size queens out there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be broken.
No. It's scary.
I don't need, like, Robert Redford horse whisperer. Yeah. I don't need like a big old hammer.
I mean, my husband's got a hammer.
I will say, I think I'm one of the only people who have not seen
the video.
No.
Well, God bless you. You're good. You're not.
It's just like, I don't.
You're
even
not
though it's out
anything.
There, I haven't seen the Kim Kardashian. I don't.
I never saw that one either.
Did you see Tommy's?
Of course.
And did you have like an emotional reaction or anything?
I mean, no, because this was before we were together.
Were you shopping at that time? You
I
were
was.
Like...
I was just on a Pornhub because I'm a horny masturbator, and I came across it one day, and I was like, "Ooh, let me check this out. Vintage. I'm into vintage." So I
vintage
checked it
rock
out,
cock.
And I was like, "Yeah!" And fucking Pam looked great too, and I was like, "This is hot."
Yeah, she's
I get
still
it.
Hot.
She's still very hot.
I had a day with her.
You did?
I did. I had a day with her. A friend of mine, she used to date a friend of mine's cousin.
Uh-huh.
And I was in Malibu. This was before I lived in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And my friend was like, my cousin dates this girl who's kind of, you know, she might be a little shy. Don't take it personally. And you don't have to force yourself on her. Just let her sort of come to you. I'm like, is it like a Clydesdale? Like, is it a wild horse? Who is he dating?
Is it a Cocker Spaniel? Like, what am I doing here? Do I bring treats? Like, what?
Is it a rabid capuchin? Who do I need to, like, is there some sort of approach system? Treat?
Dead.
And so we get to the beach and, you know, we're setting up shop and then Pam.
Setting up shop?
You know, like putting your blanket down and sort of.
Yeah. Were you tattooing people?
I'm out there, you know, I'm offering carpentry work. I kind of set up my drill bit.
I brought my hammer, my tool belt, and I said, anybody that needs a fucking doorknob, come on by.
You need your 9-sector recalibrated? I got my drill bit here in the sand.
dead.
Setting up our beach
getting
towels.
Getting cozy.
And then, you know, she's like way, way back, and I just kind of look, and I was like, oh, it's Pam Anderson. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, but I have famous friends, and I understood the tenderness.
The code of famousness.
Yeah, and her, you know, her kids were there, and, like, everyone's hanging out and having a good time, but there was definite space.
Yeah.
And so my friend and who she was dating at the time, they go out surfing, and her boys go out surfing. It's so adorable. And I witnessed her as a mom, and she's an amazing mom.
Aww. Like,
so loving and all that from what I witnessed. And so I'm just sitting there, like, just basically talking shit, like people watching to myself, because I brought a bottle of wine.
Alone.
Together, but alone.
They're all, what about this special girl over here talking to herself? She feels bad for you. She's like, who's that?
She literally kept inching forward, like, you know, got closer.
Worried about you.
Yeah,
concerned. She's like, my kids are here. I should probably get a hold of what this situation is.
She realized I wasn't a threat, or maybe was worried I was a threat and just wanted to, like, get it handled.
Just figure out what it was.
Get the situation handled. But eventually we were sitting on the same towel and, like, sharing wine and just fucking around and having a good time.
That's
and
nice.
She made me vegetarian lasagna, welcomed me into her home.
Wow.
Yeah, it ended up being, like, this really cool moment. And also a moment in realizing how sometimes you just gotta let moments breathe.
Yeah, and happen.
You don't need to force anything in order to have an experience,
right.
You know? And it was like one of these moments where I was like, oh, you know, it'll probably never happen again, but it was two blonde bitches hanging out.
I love
fucking
that.
Around and just day drinking on the beach and having a good time.
And you're so lovely and personable.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you're such an easy person to hang out with.
Oh, thank you.
So
you
that's
too.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never even actually met her.
Really?
So you have more of a connection than I do.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, well, his boys are grown up,
yeah.
So it's like not really a like, custody thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to drop the 27-year-old boys off. Let me know it's your day. It's your day with them.
They
it's
come
not
with
really
their lunch boxes.
Yeah.
Are they 27?
It was a tough day at school, Dad. She's a tough day at school. No, they're like 21 and 23. I'm exaggerating.
Oh my God.
They're really young, but they're like they are such good kids. Like,
I mean,
I can't even say like they're such good kids because I'm not that much older than them. Like,
yeah,
they're such good dudes. Like,
like they're my best friends.
They're my bros. Like,
yeah, we go out, we hang out.
No, but they're so cool. Like, they're both really smart and really handsome and just really have good heads on their shoulders.
And that's a testament because coming out of those industries,
Hollywood
their parents
families.
Are in Hollywood and the vultures that surround it and substance abuse and, you know, just dealing with all sorts of these difficulties in life.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And it's also a lot to raise children and to keep them in a realm of love and healthiness and
yeah.
letting them know that they can overcome these things and not become a complete failure.
And that rarely happens. Like, it's like 90% of the time these like Hollywood kids are, I don't know, 90,
well-adjusted.
Maybe 80, but
yeah.
like they're like fucked up.
They're fucked up.
Like, really,
especially if they've been
up.
In it since they were young.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got your Drew Barrymores, but that's a rarity.
Rare.
Not all of us had Steven yeah. Spielberg as a dad.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I had Joe Peluso.
Joe Peluso. We love him.
Oh, he was great.
Aww,
he was the best.
You were so close with your
very,
dad.
Very, very close. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, literally, yeah. he was like
bestie.
Your BFF, right?
For sure, yeah,
my
yeah,
dad's
yeah.
my BFF.
Is he?
My dad raised me.
What about your mom?
My parents got divorced when I was really young, and it was
and
really
she's
tumultuous.
Out of the picture?
And she, I mean, we have a very strained relationship.
Wow.
We try to, you know, work on it here and there, but it's like a roller coaster, you know. I hope one day it's like fine and good and healthy and happy, mm-hmm. but you know, it goes up and down. But
is she
yeah.
funny? Do you get humor from both of them in different ways?
She's fucking kooky. Like, I'm like, both my parents are totally kooky, hence why like I have to take medication. But you know, it's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and my dad is like, my dad's like the more like a rock, like the Rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like the Rock.
I just pictured Dwayne Johnson. I'm like, what?
So my dad looks like Dwayne Johnson.
Can I come over on Thanksgiving?
Dad, no. My dad looks nothing like that. My dad looks like fucking Stephen King. Okay, let's be real here.
Is he a reader? Is your father
a reader? He's
a reader.
He's a fucking engineer. He's a dad. He wears fucking, you know.
I pictured loafers and
yeah,
chinos.
Loafers and fucking chinos and fucking
wow.
Ralph Lauren polo shirt. And
what kind of engineer?
A civil engineer.
Damn.
Yeah, so smart.
Yeah.
Always a problem solver. I'd be like, Dad, I have anxiety. He's like, well, let's build a bridge about it. And I'm like, well, that's not gonna
bridge.
Fix it. Yeah, yeah. Like, he's like, let's figure out how this pulley system works. I'm like, well, that doesn't fix it. But no, he was great. So
he's
I get
out
it.
Here in LA?
No, he's in Philly. But
okay.
He comes out and visits me a lot. So
that's
it's
nice.
Like I'm very close to him. My dad, we talk every day.
Yeah, that's dope.
He FaceTimes me. He sends me pictures of him shitting. Like, he's like, I'm taking a poop. Hope you're having a great day. I'm like, this is why I'm a very disturbed individual.
I feel like my dad is your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I just actually, I don't even know. This won't be able to be on the podcast, but I'm just going to show you personally a picture my dad sent me just to show you.
Is it of his poop?
Like, who? Okay, I'll share
is
this.
Is he in suspenders?
Yeah, he's in suspenders, and he's fucking making a crazy face.
It looks like
face.
He's in, like, a California pizza kitchen.
No, that's his house.
Oh, my. What artwork is that? That
I don't
is
know.
Really gorgeous.
Stock art.
Such
you know.
A goofball.
Total goof.
Great head of hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I
so
love
I'll
the
never
suspenders.
Go bald, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, total psycho, and, yeah.
But fun.
But that's why I am the way I am, you know what I mean?
He raised you single dad?
Pretty much, yeah. It was pretty much just
that's
my dad
wild.
And my brother and my older brother. Yeah.
How old is your brother?
My brother's 36.
Is he in the industry?
No, he's sells insurance in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's so cool.
Just bought a house in Quakertown.
Yeah, fuck.
Or Allentown.
You
I
need
know that.
That you need that duality.
They're so like regular life.
Yeah,
you know. And then I'm out here like, woo! I don't know where my next paycheck is coming from. And I'm fucking running it by the fucking skin of my teeth and like fucking more Botox and fillers than fucking the goddamn river over here. Like, I just
haven't paid my car bill in 6 months, but I got a new chin, bitch.
I got a new goddamn chin. That's all that matters, okay? No, I'm dead. All right, we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we are going to be right back with Jessamay Peluso on Worst First.
Did you shake your
titties?
I shook my tits
and now they
hurt.
Okay, we're back. Jessamay might need a mammogram. She shook her titties on
I'm
the way out.
I'm getting my first one.
When?
Oh, I'm getting my first one next week.
Are
Have you
so
had one yet?
Scared?
You're
I've never had one.
I am terrified. I've been watching mammogram videos.
They
and
smash
freaking,
your tit.
They turn your tit into one of them smash burgers. They do. And it's rude. And it's like all the evolution in science and technology, we haven't upgraded the mammogram. Mm-mm. We haven't figured out a softer, like silicone, gentle cupping.
No.
We got to smash that shit.
Smash it like a goddamn pancake.
Oh, God, I'm terrified, but I'm going to videotape the whole
Please
thing.
Please
just to show it to the world.
Go live
yeah.
on Instagram.
Mammogram live? Hi.
That needs to be a website, Mammogram Live, just women getting mammograms. There's an audience for it. I know.
A huge audience,
huge.
And there will always be an audience because we're always going to need to get cut to us like 50 years from now. We're literally just telepathically thinking, but the mammogram machine
just
is still like,
fucking
and your nipple's like, ping.
I know. So they smash it.
They smash
it. But it's like weird. Like I'm like thinking, how do you put your tit up on the shelf?
You put it on the shelf. I watched all the videos. And then it goes like this, right? And it pressure, pressure, pressure. And then you got to do all these fucking angles and all these.
What?
Girl, they got to get a fucking 360 of your titties.
Yikes.
Can't we drone this? I don't know. Lay down?
Can't you just do like an airport scan? Like walk through and they're like, you have no cancer. Like, do we not have that yet?
Cool. Awesome. How is there not that?
How is there not that?
Seriously.
Do you have cancer in your family?
No cancer whatsoever, but I've got like a bump.
A cyst,
which is very common. But like, here's the frustration with our whole healthcare system. I go book an appointment because I'm like, oh man, there's like a teeny meat sandwich in my tit. I probably should check this
out.
You
felt it.
Oh, you can feel it.
It's a bump?
Yeah, you can feel it. You want to feel it? Yeah. You can literally feel
it.
Guys,
hang on a sec.
No, go look. Do what I'm doing. You feel it?
Oh, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's like a baseball.
It's hard.
A little baseball.
Right. And so, like, I go into this woman. I have to pay like a $90 copay. Because I'm on that, you know, bitch on a budget insurance where they're like, we don't know if you're going to be qualified next month. It's like month-to-month insurance.
Stop.
I know. It's pretty decent insurance. But I go to her and she does what you just did. She's like,
Na-na. You're like, that's a song. Can we get to the point? Do I have cancer? What's happening?
Oh, God, that shook me. Oh, God, I'm that dead. Made me sweat. That I'm was dead. So funny. She was like, literally goes, we need you to go to somebody else. I'm like, bitch, I paid you $90.
She's like, well, this is a bodega, and I don't really know what you're doing here. I can give you some Fritos.
She's like, this is Target, and I can only do the return. So I don't know why I'm touching your titties, but can you pay for the rug? And the cat litter.
Oh my God, she said you gotta go to somebody else.
So I pay money to go to this one bitch for her to touch my tit and be like, yeah, there's something there. You gotta go to this other person to check what's there. Why can't I just go to the place that has to check it in the first place? Why
right.
do I have to? It's just a money.
What's
it's
up
a money
with the
grab.
Fucking dance around?
Yeah, by the time this thing's already taken over my titty, because I went through 7 titty car washes. All you motherfuckers, I should be charging you fuckers. How many feels are we going to get?
Seriously.
Shit.
Everyone's just like, I just want to feel her titties.
I know.
Pass it around. God. And we get paid to feel her titties.
We get paid. This lady's stupid.
Damn.
I know.
Wait, so you have it tomorrow?
It's next week.
Next week at where? Cedars?
No, it's. I think it's just a parking lot of a dispensary.
That's that broke bitch insurance.
Yeah, it doesn't. My
a
insurance
van's
doesn't
gonna
cover
pull
it.
Up. We're gonna put your titty between two fucking meat grinders, and we're gonna push down real hard. Hopefully no ground beef comes out. You know what I'm saying? That's how we know if the cancer's real. Cause ground beef come out the nipple. That's what happens.
Is it a hillbilly?
Yeah.
God damn. We got good girls coming.
Goddamn. Shaka shaka ball.
She got a sandwich in her titty, man. We gotta get this thing checked out. I've never seen nothing so hard since I was down in the Bear Swamp and I grabbed myself an alligator. That gator bit my fucking finger right off. That was a hard son of a bitch, but this is harder than that. We better put this shit in the meat grinder, serve that shit on a sandwich, and sell it to one of these stoners.
Oh my God, I'm dead. What if they feel it and they're like, they take it out and they're like, it's $1 million. Just $1 million cash.
That would be, I'd be like, oh, okay. I won the tit lottery.
Wow. So do they think it's dangerous?
She said, no, it moves, so that's good. I was like, wow, the science in this office is blowing my mind.
It's moving. While
Where
you're
did
pushing
you get your
on
degree?
It.
DeVry?
DeVry. Shout out to DeVry, one
Shout
of my
to
sponsors.
DeVry. I'm not knocking you. I'm sure you've got really good women that are out there, you know, touching titties and sending bitches to other places for $100.
I can't. Dude, that's scary, though. I feel my tits all the time, and I always make my husband feel them because everyone thinks I have breast implants, but I have naturally really large titties.
Wow.
Yeah, these are titties.
The way you're grabbing them, they look natural.
They're squishy.
You got
and
great boobs.
I got huge titties, and I've always had huge titties. I had like a rack when I was in third grade, and I'm worried. I'm like, damn, you know, like, I don't know if these shits are going to be, you know, I get scared. I'm scared one day there's going to be a fucking giant lump or bumper like that, you know?
Just like a mariachi band in there.
Yeah, just a fucking, a town goes like, there's cars. I'm like,
a stromboli.
Yeah, just, I don't know.
It smells like pasta.
It's scary.
It is scary because there's so many little things that creep up.
Did it happen fast? Like, did you find it?
Yeah, it's only been there for like 3 weeks. It's like, pay rent, bitch.
It came out of nowhere.
But you know, I don't want it because my boobs, like, for some reason, they both kind of grew, and I got this thing in here. I don't know if I want it to go away, because, like, then...
It makes them look fuller.
What if I'm going to be lopsided? That's how vain I am. I'm like, maybe I'll keep the cyst, because it fills my bra.
A lot of women get cysty breasts, okay?
Cysty! Also playing at Coachella this summer, cysty breasts. It's a lesbian Cystical. Folk band.
It's great. It's a new band, Cysticle. They do. I get them in my ovaries. I don't get them in my boobs.
I've had them there too. Have you ever had one pop?
Girl, 911 in the hospital. Think I have ruptured a spleen.
Yes.
I was like, y'all, send my parents my love.
Yo,
I'm
let
dying.
Them know. Tell them I love them. I was here. You're like, I died, bitch. Bye.
I have one right now on my right side, and I'm just like, please be nice. Like, I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to look up, like, because I don't want to go on regular birth control because it makes me already more insane than I already am. So I'm like trying to think of regular ways to maintain it. So I talk to it. I read it bedroom
honestly,
stories.
I believe in that. I talk to my cells. Maybe I smoke too much weed. But I talk to myself. Where have you been all my life? I talk to myself.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm like really appreciative of you. And you're like, oh, being like very good with the vibration of life. And like, oh, being down and like not having cancer would be really rad. And I just like love you guys. Like, I really appreciate all of you so much. And like keeping my body functioning and moving and my chest breathing and my lungs going to enjoy this delicious weed that I'm enjoying in right now. Thank you so much.
What do I sound like a South Park character?
I just like imagine you literally smoke weed every day.
I do smoke it every day and I do talk to my cells. I believe in that, like, you know, powerful, like, power of thought, positivity,
yeah,
and vibrations.
True.
I believe in all
real.
Of that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really have, like, a necessarily, like, a God in my life, so I create my own with
right.
You know.
Do you not believe in God?
I don't not believe in God. I just don't know if I identify with, like, a individual who is responsible for everything and the
right.
idea of it being outside of us. I think
right.
God maybe exists within us.
Do you think there's, like, a higher power?
Yeah, I think there's definitely something that's more powerful than us,
uh-huh.
or it's maybe a collective power, like, you know,
right.
a whole collective conscious thing.
And what do you think happens when we die?
You know, I think we probably go back into the universe
yeah.
and maybe experience a complete expanse and feel one with everything, or we just kind of disintegrate and, you know, dogs dig us up and chew on our mandibles, one or the other. Is that dark?
I know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, so... I was kind of with you for a while where I was kind of like, growing up, my mom was a nurse and she would come back from the ER and she'd be like, oh no, when you're dead, you're dead. You're just fucking
wow.
dead and that's it and there's nothing. And I was like six and I was like, oh great, dang, this is, I just asked you to play Polly Pocket with me, not this.
I love Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket was the
great.
Shit.
Shout out to Polly Pocket. You're so small, I choked on you a bunch of times, but we love you.
I just swallowed my best friend.
I swallowed my best friend. As well, my goddamn best friend.
No, but like she used to tell me that all the time. But then, I don't know. I've had too many like weird, and maybe it's just like in my own head or whatever. But I've had like a lot of spiritual experiences
mm-hmm.
where I just feel it, and I can't mm-hmm. really describe mm-hmm. it. But it's like a weird feeling of reassurance that there's more. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And I just feel like we're such complex individuals. And I'm not saying it's like, you know, we die and then we like go up this like white staircase and like it's heaven. And it's just like what we thought and everything like that. But I do think that we're so complex in all of our feelings and emotions. And I try to like really think about going back in time about like, you know, where did it all come
yeah.
from, right? So people
that's
are like,
trippy.
Oh, we came from like a rock that like exploded in the universe. And then like that rock started
you're like growing
the
trees.
Rock? Yeah, yeah.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. That's where we started.
Oh, or Britney's dad.
Yeah, it's very confusing. It's a fine line. So like I think about that and I'm like, you know. Then I think, okay, well, then where'd that rock come from?
Exactly.
And you can keep saying
the
that.
Origin.
So the scientists are always like, well, it was a fucking meteor.
Came
okay,
a
so where'd the
man.
Meteor come
particles
from?
Particles of the universe.
Right,
the universe
and where did that come from?
An expanding thing that just, there's no end. But if there's no end, then there's no beginning. But if there's no beginning, there's no creation. So then where is there creation? If there's creation on its own, then what's there to be said about a creator? And if there is a creator, was there one person who created the first thing? And is
right.
the Big Bang a Big Bang the creation? Or is it something that was created?
It's something.
It's like, it literally blows your mind to think about it.
But it undoubtedly tells me that something started it all. Because you
yes.
just things aren't just there.
No.
It's not just there. And then also I read this really awesome quote about energy and I'm going to fuck it up, but it
it's
was
okay.
like energy basically never dies, and it was like a scientist and it was from a scientific perspective and he was like, "Don't fear death." Because we are all made of energy and there's no way to kill energy, so there is no death. And it was
whoa.
Something like that, but it was like energy changes form, but energy does not die.
I'm the lady on the side of the bed. I'm like, Oh shit, I almost broke your TV.
Just fuck my podcast.
We never die. I can't.
How exciting, right?
Yeah, that's trippy. Just to think about what's beyond that thing that, and not all of us fear, but you know, it is. I think I do. It's a scary, because we don't know.
It's my biggest fear.
It's one of mine for
sure.
I
think about it every day.
Do you?
24/7. I'm always like, fuck, what if I'm eating Burger King, enjoying it. I'm like, what if I just died right now?
What if I choke on this dry ass bun?
What that if would I suck.
I'm in my car. I am in my shitty shorts because I was in a hurry. I don't have a bra on. What if I choke on this dry ass bun right now? This is my last moment. And someone catches me with fake lettuce hanging out of my mouth.
Yes. So I think about it all the time. Even when I'm in the most beautiful place in the world, like my husband took me to like Puerto Mita, Mexico, and it was fucking gorgeous and the weather was perfect and everything was great.
Is that when you were twerking with the mariachi band?
Yes.
That
was
one of my favorite videos.
Time.
You have a great ass.
Thanks, girl. It's been fed well recently.
grass fed ass.
Yeah, grass fed ass. And so I literally am there and I'm thinking like, I just had 4 panic attacks because I kept thinking, what if I get sick here and I'm in Mexico and I start panicking and I'm like, I don't want to die here. And like, my brain just goes in like weird places and then doesn't chill the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
It's so
I'm very
weird.
Similar.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's something about being present in the moment and the alignment of depression and anxiety. And they say like depression is more existent in the past.
Yeah.
Like depression is like what you
living
miss.
Living in the past.
Living
yeah.
in the past
yeah.
and what could have been and who you miss. And anxiety is more
living
the anticipation,
the
living in the future and finding that those things you can implement into your life to keep you in the moment. It's so, so difficult,
it's
especially
hard.
For creative people.
Yes.
Because we're constantly evolving and we're transforming and we're looking for validation outside of ourselves. And we're trying to create, you know, all of these different things to sort of move on to the next thing. So we sort of exist in a future element anyways.
And like, do you ever like depersonalize? Like you're sitting there talking to someone and you're like sitting in your own body and you're like thinking about how you're sitting. You smoke weed. You've done this.
Yeah. I'm like right now.
So do you anything besides smoke weed? Like, do you take stuff or no?
Nothing. I've never done anything else. I don't even like Tylenol. I haven't been on birth control since I was 19, so 20 years.
So weed is your cure-all?
Weed pretty much is my cure-all with moderation. Like I told you before, you know, I smoke pretty much every day.
Right.
But I find ways to level myself out because I have to be functional. I'm busy and, you know, I'm going after things, so I can't like show up like, sup, bro?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm 300 minutes late. I just...
There were 6 In-N-Outs on the way here, bro. Do you know like Waze takes you by like 6 In-N-Outs? Anyways, I got a fucking double animal style every time, bro. I thought I choked on a bun the last one.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Did you ever get too high? Can you tell me a worse first about being too high or no?
God.
Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, had an edible.
It's always fucking edibles.
I don't fuck with edibles.
It's always an edible.
I don't need to talk to dead relatives.
I'm dead.
I don't need to feel like I'm in Andromeda.
Outer space.
Exactly. I don't need any of that. But like, it was my fault. I did it to myself because my boyfriend at the time had an edible, like a brownie.
Yes.
And it's always bad when it's homemade. When that shit's wrapped in saran wrap by
ghetto.
No labels.
Not properly dosed.
Hospital visit. And so I took a chunk. You know,
a chunk.
I dosed myself.
One chunk?
Just a chunk.
You didn't even eat the whole thing.
I ate like this.
A corner.
A good corner. Like an inch, square inch.
Yeah.
And
you thought, that'll be fine.
I was like, oh, that's fine.
It's a quarter of a brownie.
I'll be good. Yeah. You know, I'm 120 pounds. Yeah. I have no tolerance with ingesting weed.
Right.
Because your enzymes, your liver enzymes create this different enzyme that makes your body react differently to weed than it does when you smoke it, when you inhale it. It's a totally different chemical process.
Oh.
And I didn't know that.
Oh,
because I don't
know
read
that
shit. Only until
that.
Stuff happens to me. I'm like, what the fuck was that? I need to call Brittany's dad. I need some.
He's all, well, we can figure out this pulley system and it'll help get you out of my dad. I don't need an engineering solution to this problem. Okay, sorry. So what happened? You ate the.
I pop it. And then I have this meeting with my potential manager, who's my manager now. We're sitting in front of this fire. And I'm like, yeah, I think this is the time for us to like get into business together. I'm at the Just for Last Festival. I'm feeling good. And I'm feeling light. And then everybody goes over to the Funny or Die party, which is in this great patio. I see all my friends. Everybody's there. And then it all starts to sink into quicksand. And you're like, where am I going?
Oh, no.
How? How? the ship's sinking. I didn't know I was in a ship. How the fuck did I get into a ship? Where's all this water coming from? Oh my God, is that a meteor? There's Sasquatch everywhere. Is that my dead aunt? Like, all of the worst thoughts just encompassed me and took me over. And I had like a near-death experience, and I felt like what it was to feel like to die.
I know, it's so traumatic.
I met old souls and new souls.
It's so dramatic.
My boyfriend
is really just all one person in the corner. He's like, I'm sorry I've been all these people for you tonight, but I'm a little worried.
And the crazy thing is, all that is just internally experienced. Like, I wish I would have had someone take a video of me, because I probably look like a
You're
woman
just
in
by
a
yourself
car
in the corner going
with bees. I'm in a car with bees. Is that woman being swarmed by bees?
Freaking
out. No, she ate an edible without checking the dose.
No.
And my boyfriend said in reality I had seizures. Because you can do that. Like, when you have too much weed, it's not necessarily like a stereotypical seizure, but your body sort of, you're too high.
That's me when I have a panic attack. I'm all, my husband's like, are you okay?
Like, I got Montezuma's revenge in my brain. So I just kind of had like a total, it was just a mind-boggling and totally disassociative and...
Scariest experience of your life.
Scariest experience of my life. And...
Did you go to the hospital?
No, but I begged everybody to take me.
They're like, dude, you just ate a weed brownie.
You're just fine. I'm like, you don't
understand. I'm fucking dying. Yeah.
I'm in a sinking ship. Do you not feel the water? Like, you just, and that's the worst part, is that no one will take you.
I can't believe no one
will
take you.
Why won't anyone take you?
They should just take you so they can tell you you're going
to
be fine.
Hospitals need to evolve and create an emergency room for just high people.
Yeah.
Fake doctors, you make the janitors, not that they're not an important part of the hospital, you're an important part, but make the janitors work there.
Yeah.
Put on, the coat and a stethoscope.
Fake doctor uniform.
Fake doctors.
Lay down on a bed.
Just to alleviate our stress a little. Get us in an ambulance. It's not an ambulance. It's just an Uber with a layover on it.
With one of those flashing lights.
Yeah, they got it off. They bought it off of Amazon. The whole shit is car wrapped in an Amazon decal. There needs to be a fake emergency room for people who zone out too much on weed.
No.
But I was high for about 2 days.
Isn't that crazy?
But the most,
it happened to me too.
If,
yeah.
Like, you get that afterglow.
You go to sleep and you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm going to wake up and be not high. And then you're like,
we're it's back a roller coaster. Oh, it's almost, oh, what the fuck? You're in a corkscrew.
Isn't that crazy?
But there is a beautiful afterglow.
Okay.
That people have spoken about, that I've experienced, because I, I'm a glutton for punishment. I've done edibles a couple times since
you did it after that?
Accidentally, on purpose,
psycho.
But I regretted it. But there's this like afterglow, because those anxiety experiences, those panic attacks are just the weed sort of digging up what's already existent in your brain. It's sort of just, it's almost like it's washing your system of your anxieties and trying to get you to face them straight.
Bringing
forward.
Them all to the forefront.
Bringing them all to the forefront.
I'm all, no!
I don't want to feel!
I've spent years learning how to push you down.
I shoved you down back in 89, you cunt!
Stop trying to come back up.
Feelings. No more feelings.
It's horrible.
But I've experienced afterglows of complete peace, clarity, and an ability to make decisions without being overly emotional and being completely present. But the price of that, for me, isn't worth, the admission isn't worth what the experience is.
The trauma.
Is.
It's trauma.
It is very traumatic. And so I've learned how to sort of level it out to where I'm not feeling like I'm talking to ghosts and I'm in a black hole and I'm never coming back. Because that's not fun.
It's the worst.
It really is.
Would you do DMT or ayahuasca?
I'm so intrigued by it, especially since my dad passed. I'm more open to sort of being more in the moment and figuring out how to heal trauma.
Uh-huh.
And there is some science, a lot of science pointing in the direction of ayahuasca specifically for, like people with PTSD, people who've experienced really terrible traumatic things. Yeah. I mean, they're the documentary about the soldiers who go over to Peru to get healed, and people I know that have gone on ayahuasca trips and come out on the other end. I mean, they might go through those traumatic experiences, but there's a gift and a payoff to it.
Yeah.
I'm so trepidatious, but I'm very intrigued. I definitely am intrigued by ketamine treatment. I'm intrigued by ayahuasca. Have you tried that?
No, I've heard about that, though. My doctor actually mentioned it to me. I just started. You just meet me, and I'm back on. I'm on ketamine monster. Special K.
Everything's
this
fine.
Podcast is brought to you by Special K.
What I understand, my understanding is that Special K, ketamine with the right treatment and a person helping you, that it it puts the bumpers to the anxiety.
Yeah.
And it makes you have a fully more pleasant experience and a healing element as opposed to just having those like
I had my brain. I had my brain zapped.
You did?
I had TMS. No.
Wow.
Next is the lobotomy. I got to finish the podcast before the lobotomy. They said it makes you a little slow.
You're a funny
welcome
bitch.
To my podcast. No, for real, though. There's not like a successful like lobotomy story. They said it just makes you kind of all one note. And I need to have various notes still.
Oh, my
so.
God. This season on TLC, successful lobotomy stories. We only have one.
Just me drooling on Tommy's dick.
It's not even you. It's just one of your dogs.
Yeah.
You did it on your dog. You're like, I was too scared. I tried it.
Poor Wiggy. He was 100 anyway. My Yorkie's like literally 115. Like, I don't even know how he's still
your
alive.
Your dogs are
they so cute.
Such a testament to your heart because you pick
them.
Really like just these adorable.
Oh, they look like
they look like creatures. They're like Fraggles.
They do. They do.
They're so cute.
I would have brought Nina, but I have two podcasts that I'm afraid she'd shit in here. So I was
well,
like,
I did too.
She can only handle
twice,
one podcast.
So. Good thing she wasn't here because I shit under the table about six times.
I'm dying. I'm dead. I come out. I think you're joking. And there's actually poop under the table. All right. Well, she wasn't lying.
Jessie Mae shit on my rug.
She did. Well, her name's Jessie Mae, so I don't know what I expected.
Shit on the rug.
I would normally go in an outhouse, but I didn't see one here, so I just figured the next best spot is something soft and cozy. So, you know, I figured. Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, so I had TMS, which is the transcranial magnetic stimulation. Mm-hmm. They put like a fucking thing on your head. And it's like magnets, and they fucking it's like they fuck with your brain.
Like your synapses?
Yeah, so you don't have as much anxiety. And it worked really great. I only, for like 6 months, and then like it came back. But it's not fully back. I feel like once you have shit done to your brain, it actually made me like, I don't know how to say this. Okay, so I was able to like decrease my medication. Mm-hmm. I'm on like the lowest dose of an antidepressant that I never thought I'd be able to be on.
That's an achievement.
Which is an achievement. Mm-hmm. And especially because they're so hard on the body, like
they are.
Like over time, your liver and shit like that, they're like, dude, you've been taking this for 25 years. So that happened. And then it also, but the one thing I noticed is like, I'll have like total like blank outs. Like I'll be like at the grocery store and I'll be like buying tomatoes and I'll be like, and also these, I don't know what they're called.
These things that are red and plumpous
red,
and like, sweet and the word that describes wetness in your mouth.
Delicious.
I want the wetness in my mouth. Thingy that is like a man's sack, but
right?
I don't the nutritious man sack creature that I eat.
They're like, she's like, you mean tomatoes? I'm like, that word.
Oh God!
Like,
you
so
have
I'll
those?
Just forget dumb shit like that. Like, so since that treatment, I've had that happen.
Did
you
that
know?
Never happen before?
No.
I feel like I have that too, but I also just mark that up to our brains being inundated with
too
stimuli
much.
And you
and
know
this.
It there's really something to be said to. Calmness and vacuous silence. Mm-hmm. Like, have you floated, bitch?
You've been oh those flotation tanks. I was afraid I'd have a panic attack.
I almost had an orgasm.
They're black and like dark,
yes.
And like you float and then you feel like you're in outer space, right?
You do. I actually had I felt like I was in outer space when I really like released myself to the moment. I'm still petting the table.
Yeah, it's good.
When I released myself and like sort of gave up,
yeah.
control.
Yeah,
I was like. Floating in outer space, but honestly afterwards it had the similar effect to edibles, the glow, like the
oh,
afterglow,
warm glow?
But without the panic.
Oh, so you didn't freak out?
I didn't freak out at all, and I'm similar like claustrophobia factor,
yeah.
But there's this really great place in LA, well Pasadena, called Just Float.
Uh-huh.
And this guy created one of the
it's from the clown from It. Come float with us.
Great reference.
Come on, Jessamy.
Let's just float.
Come down to sewer.
Come down here. What was that little boy's name? Georgie.
He starts calling you Georgie. I'm Jessamy. I'm sorry, Georgie. I mean Jessamy. Come on into the float tank and
cut
let
to
all
me
your
next
worries.
Time. I just see a red balloon pop out of my pussy. I'm like,
you're dead right now. You don't even know it. I'm dead.
Yeah, it's a great place called Just Float, and this guy created like a state of the art. Room instead of a pod.
Oh, that sounds better.
Yeah,
is
you still get the experience.
Black?
You can keep lights on and there's music. You can keep.
Okay, so that sounds way better.
Yes.
My friend was like, okay, so it's basically like an egg, but for humans, and you get locked inside of it, and it's like warm, salty water, and like sometimes it goes in your ears, which is a little uncomfortable, but you know, you just ignore that fact. They just lay there, you close your eyes, you go to outer space, and it's really great and comforting. And you can't really escape till they open it, so it's really great. You know, you feel really safe. And so I was like, this sounds fucking terrifying.
She's also a terrible salesperson.
Yeah, she's like, it's like an egg that you just sit. I'm like, an egg? I don't want to go inside a fucking
egg. That sounds
egg.
Terrifying. Yeah, no, like this is a room. Pod. Yeah, no, this is like a cute little, you know, it's like a studio apartment in New York City.
Wow.
For like $6,000.
What?
Yeah. But you can like have the lights on, the music on, but the full experience is experienced with no stimuli. It is so quiet that your brain really starts to just go, oh, I've got some room to kind of, your brain stretches out.
And what do you lay in?
Your own urine.
Oh my God, you just did the fucking smoker's laugh. I'm all, do you smoke? Yes, you do. You smoke. He's just all, I can't even do it because I don't smoke.
That laugh is new. It's probably what caused my cyst. I'm like, I'm still healthy. I got a lump in my tit.
You just cough out the cyst. Oh my God.
And then you adopt it. You're like, oh my God, here's my new
dog. It's cute. It has a face. He's all, his little hands.
You lay in, salt water that is the same temperature as your body, so you don't feel it.
What?
Yeah, it's complete. It's sensory deprivation.
I would get cold. I'd need hot water.
You honestly should try it.
And the room is warm and nice.
We can go together. I know the guy owns it. We should make
a little far from Calabasas, but I can take a 3-day trip.
I have a horse and a wagon. I don't, but I really wish I did.
I'll borrow the helicopter.
Do you have a tent?
We land on top of
the helicopter. Doesn't Tommy Lee have like an Osprey or something?
A private jet. I'm like, we'll take the jet to the
logo on it.
Yeah.
We land on it. We're here for some peace and quiet.
We blow through the front door.
Yeah. It's like that guitar.
Girls.
Our tits are out.
Woo! We're swinging them. I need some relaxation.
We're trying to get peace and quiet.
I need some calming down in my life. Just fucking hitting them with titty tassels.
It doesn't work.
Just snort a big fat rail of fucking cocaine. I'm ready.
Where's the egg? Where's the lay?
A fucking Texas power rail right up my nose. Goddamn, where's the goddamn egg?
That should be your fucking like mid-roll ad for floating.
I love how my podcast people just lied to me and they're like, you can't upload YouTube videos anymore. I'm like, okay, Jeff.
Yeah, what is that about? Is it a personal jab, Jeff? We're putting the fucking video up.
And my other guest who is coming up, Simon Rex. And, oh, he said it's live. Just kidding. It's live. Oh, thanks for telling me.
Great,
okay,
great.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for the new information. It's evolving. It's like news.
Okay, great. I shouted to all Instagram that see, strokes?
Now what? Now what?
Spin it out, girl. Goddamn. Get with it, sister. You just slap me in the face. Oh, thanks. I'm back.
You gotta shake it out of yourself.
It says damn TMS. It's coming
today, Junior. It's a great movie.
Oh my God, I'm dead. Okay, can someone go downstairs and get Simon? I don't want this podcast to end because I'm having such a good time.
You're
with
a fucking delight.
We just need to live together.
Tommy would love that. I have 3 dogs. Your house, we would charge people to come over for a petting zoo. Yeah.
3?
Yeah.
I only see one that you bring on trips.
Well, because I don't want people to know I'm dying alone. That's not information I want the whole world privy to, even though I just said it on your podcast.
So
but no,
when
I have
you take
dogs.
The one, do the other two just look at you like, really, bitch?
They're like, okay, Chaplin.
Not even a rotation?
Yeah. Really? Chaplin gets to go? He shit on the patio 6 times last week. I only ate 2 of your thongs. I think that math means I'm going to Spokane this weekend.
Oh, they're like, oh, never mind. You're going to Spokane? I'll stay home.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Oh, my God. I just posted. Did you see the video I posted about the weed?
You were on the fucking news in Spokane. Guys, Jessamay was on the news in Spokane. She was a total psycho and just scared the shit.
I love you.
The news lady was like so terrified. She's like, can we take a break from the weed combo for a sec?
You said she shit her. I made her shit her pantsuit.
Her
power suit.
She did. She shit her power suit. She was fucking freaked out.
I honestly was genuinely exhausted, and I really wasn't trying to be a shocker. I just thought because it was a legal state and coming from California, I was like, oh, they'll be cool.
She just brought like a box of weed on the news. She's like, show anybody.
A whole jar. She shit the house.
She was like, I want to talk about what you're doing for Alzheimer's, not your weed addiction. Hello.
She was like, let's bring it down a notch and talk about your Alzheimer's advocacy.
She's like, this isn't High Times. This is the Channel 4 News.
This is Fox News, they kept not trying Cheech and Chong.net. This is not potluck with Snoop and Martha Stewart, bitch. Put your weed away. It's 6 a.m. I'm like, what? Okay.
They kept trying to fucking divert it to talk about the good cause. And she's like, yeah, but without this weed, I wouldn't be doing any of it. This weed makes me a really good person. Makes me very stable and freaking even keeled in the brain.
Why do I have dentures? Even keeled in the This is, hi, I'll take a sentence that's never been said for a thousand, Alex. What?
I'm crying. I'm actually weeping right now. So I'm just weeping. I'm weeping. No, but it was like the best thing I've ever seen.
It was a lot of fun.
It was funny
as
shit.
And it was kind of her to like, she did homework. Like you go on these morning shows and they're just like, well, be funny. And I'm like, it's 6 a.m. and I just flew in from L.A. and we're in British Columbia.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did two shows last night. Can you at least prompt me with something?
Yeah.
But she did her homework. Like, you know, she knew she knew some stuff about my mom and she knew the stuff I was doing about my dad. So like, I was like, oh, she's cool. She put in effort. She just is a Christian who was shooketh.
She was so shook. She did several like lookaways to the camera where she just went,
literally, there's a screen grab that I made where she's like,
she's horrified.
Yeah, and you could hear, it was so funny because the way the audio works, I'm sure you know because you do a lot of filming.
Yeah.
It just captures the room tone.
Yeah.
But if you don't, so the whole studio, I could hear them losing
were
it.
Were they dying?
Yeah, like in their like little video village, they were losing their minds.
Yes, because you went on there like at 100 and she was living at like a 3. She was like, all right, well, I'm just trying to, anyway, look at my jar of weed. Like just
who
fucking,
wants blunts?
And you're laughing and fucking, she was all just like, let's just talk about more about your what you're doing for charity
let's
work.
Talk
yeah.
About your charity.
Oh my God, she just kept trying to talk about it. You're like, no, but this strain, Bill Billy Betty, this fucking strain will fuck you up, Sandra.
Yes.
You need to try this. Like she's like,
you ever talk to your dead uncle in the middle of a snowstorm and you're in Honolulu on a goddamn Pegasus? Try this shit.
She had a fucking heart attack. Was she nice
Rightfully
to you after,
so.
Or did she just
she
walk
was like,
away?
I mean, you know, she was really nice, but you could tell that she had never. She wasn't expecting that. She handled it well because she sort of like maintained and stuck with her you know, her questioning and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
But she definitely was like, well, I hope I still have my job.
She's like, I think I got a contact high just talking to this bitch.
Yeah.
Just fucking smelling her hair. I think I'm fucking stoned out of my goddamn fucking pantsuit.
She let me have fun, but she was definitely,
wow.
She was shooketh.
Aren't news reporters funny?
It's my favorite thing to do, even though it's so brutal because of the time. It's always butt crack of dawn, even though I get up early, but still after traveling, it's so much fun. And
they're
she
fun
inspired
to fuck with,
me.
They're just so straight laced. Oh, so tell us more about the
yes.
Midnight Nick. No, dude.
You're like,
we're
I want to talk
your
about your socks, Greg. What are with those ducks? You're a grown
Seriously.
Man.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's
they're
fun.
Like robotic. It's fun to break them.
You got
to
shake them up a little bit.
Yeah, shake them up.
Yeah, you need to, you know, you got to break the pattern a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah.
Dude, you're so funny.
You're
And you're
light.
Touring right now?
I am. I'm going to be in Boston at Laugh Boston the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Nice.
I'm going to be.
So you tour a lot.
I tour. I'm gone every weekend in February.
You love it.
I do. I love it. It's exhausting, but I think it's an honor to be able to use my voice, especially as a woman and
yeah.
a comedian, to like bring strangers together to
yeah.
laugh about our darkness. That's
yeah.
all. That's vital.
And
I
you
think.
Love stand up.
I love it. I
you
do.
Wouldn't do anything else.
I mean, besides stripping,
that's where the real money's at, ladies.
Anybody looking for a cis stripper?
A stripper.
A cis stripper.
You get extra
Move
tips
over
for this.
Magic
cyst.
Mike.
You just draw a little nipple on the cyst, pretend it's like a third tit.
I
yeah,
should let
I
it
got
grow
it.
A little extra.
It's a little you know, baby right there.
This one's got a side tit on her tit.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
We gotta check her out.
I want people to check you out. What's your website? Is that a thing?
JessieMae.com.
JessieMae.com.
Yeah,
you guys
soon.
Can figure that out. That's JessieMae.com.
Yes. I'm Queefy May on Twitter.
Queefy May. You know why. We don't need to explain that. Huh? You've heard the podcast. I've smelt it in the room. We've been in here. I already know the program.
And my podcast is Sharp Tongue Podcast.
Sharp
I gotta
Tongue.
Have you on
I would love to come on your podcast and you can come over to the house.
I would love
to. If you ever want to come over, because I know you record wherever, right?
Yeah.
You come
I'll
record
bring
me
my
and
stuff.
My husband.
Yes,
he'll
that would be
you.
Great.
He's
be
funny.
Great.
He's
I'm going to
really
shit
funny.
In your lawn with your dogs.
Do it. I've shit in my lawn with my dogs. Why not
pure
you?
Pure freedom. That's freedom. That's success.
If you want to talk about living free, shit in the lawn with your dogs, okay? By the way, also a very good cougar and wildcat deterrent.
Listen, if you're not shitting in your lawn, say bye to your dogs. Yeah. The creatures are going
to
eat them.
You want your dogs to get picked up by some yotes? Then you fucking...
they're hungry. You need to put up a poop perimeter. You got to get a shit perimeter.
And piss all over your lawn, because
lift your leg, ladies. Your dogs are going to be coyote meat.
Coyote. Those yotes are gonna come and just fucking nab them little dang dang ding ding dang ding dang dang ding dang 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 babies up. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Ding dang dang.
That sounds like a new song by Chris Brown.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. I'm fucking wow. This has been a great podcast. I've loved you being here. You follow her, Queefy May, on Twitter. Follow her on Instagram, Jessica May Peluso, right? Just Jessica May Peluso. Yep.
No
Queefy
May
on Instagram. We keep it a little bit more political on Instagram.
Yes.
Just Jessica May.
So proper.
And make sure to follow her and go check her out for some live shows. Maybe she's coming to a shitty near you.
Yeah, I'll be there to your shitty.
Jesus Christ, what dirty basement are you playing next week?
Dirty basement. They're at Coachella this summer. That's the last time I'm going to say it. You've been a delight. Thanks for having me on.
I love it. Okay, guys, stay tuned next week for more Worst First. Bye. Way too real. Way too real.